Hi, everyone.
Hey, guys.
Just so everyone knows, like, I feel like this has to be said. Like, the high bitch one is always Tommy, not me. Because I know it's also the voice that he uses to mock me and, like, use stories about me in, but it's not me. Like, it's always him doing that voice, and I'm not the high pitched one at the end. That was Lindy speaking, by the way.
Not Tommy's high pitched voice.
Or Nicole.
Yeah.
I don't really have a response to that. I feel like I'm nothing but nice to Lindy.
I never... Anyway. So, welcome back to You Said It, Not Me.
Episode 3.
Yeah. That's a big deal.
That is a big deal.
We almost didn't make it.
We really did have a few this week. But we're here now. But
is it in your feed? Yes.
That's true. Yeah, I guess we're not going to cut that part out.
Whose feed?
Whose feed?
Whose feed?
What feed? Feed who?
Feed who? Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway.
Tea time. Tea time.
So, a bit of news.
Who just said that?
Yeah, so...
Just get into it.
Today's news... I'll just say it. The gay rat wedding.
Thank God.
Thank God she finally said it.
Okay, so what happened with the gay rat wedding is the show Arthur. We all know that show Arthur, like the kid show with the animals.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Basically, their third grade teacher, Mr. Ratburn, like, I'll be honest, like, I saw the YouTube clip of the episode. Like, I did watch the 11-minute episode.
It's only 11 minutes?
Well, there's two... I don't want everyone to know how much I know about Arthur, but basically every episode of Arthur is like a normal like 25 to 30 minute show, but like they have two stories each time. So their third grade teacher, Mr. Rapper, like got married to a man, and like during the episode I'll just give a
Well a rat.
Yeah, that's the other big part. I thought they would know about how I said Mr. Rapper. Mr. Rapper is a rat. I'm still not sure if he's also a rat, the person he married. Like, what? They kind of look like
a
horse.
It's a gay rat wedding.
Well, it's a gay rat wedding because Mr. Ratburn is a rat. So that changes
everything.
So that trumps, like...
Trump?
Who said that?
Who said that?
What ghost said that? Anyway, yeah. I don't know if his spouse is a rat. Like, I'll say
that's interesting.
This is very interesting.
We'll have to do further research on that. But anyway, like, this was a big deal because, like, I mean, it shouldn't have been a big deal. Like, I think for us liberals, it was only a big deal because they were rats.
I agree.
It wasn't a big deal because they were gay. It was just, like, exciting because they were gay rats.
Yeah. But, like, no one would have heard about it. Like, I mean, maybe we would have heard about
it. Like, I don't keep up with Arthur news.
No one keeps up with Arthur news, but this was, like, news because it's a kid show. Yeah. But it's also news.
Right? It's also news because our favorite state, you guessed it, Alabama, banned the episode from airing.
As we have said before,
actually, we might have cut that part out.
We did, in fact, cut that part out,
but we do have beef with the state of Alabama.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm fine saying that now because not that this was the last straw, but like,
yeah.
It's just they can't
do
anything.
It was one of many straws.
It was just, yeah. Like, they just can't do anything right. And they didn't let the episode air because it was a fucking gay rat wedding. And they're not liberals where they're like, it's funny because it's rats. They were like, no, it's not funny because they're gay.
Yeah.
And homosexuality is a sin.
You know, speaking of Alabama, like, they've been in the news for other reasons. I'll say that.
Yeah, you are right about that.
Alabama is at it again. They decided that they're basically going to outlaw abortions.
Yeah, they passed one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the country. Probably the most restrictive one, unless it's Georgia or Missouri. I don't remember.
Yeah.
They're all very
What's
similar,
the other
and
state
they all
that
have a
also
plan.
Is at it again?
Georgia and Missouri.
Okay.
Yeah. Georgia and Missouri are 6-week, like, heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama's just like, no, it's not allowed. We're not even going to, like, pretend. And it's like...
We're all going to go on a tangent now. But, like,
this might be...
This is a hard topic.
This is
like,
a tough topic.
Hey, guys. So, it's Tommy from the future, and I'm just making the executive decision that I'm cutting a lot of our rant about abortion. If you want to learn more about abortion rights and how you can help, please donate to your local chapter of Planned Parenthood or the ACLU. In order to encourage that, here are some snippets of our rant about abortion.
Yeah.
I feel like if you have the baby and like you're not ready for it, that baby is not going to have like the best life.
It's pro-mind your business. It's pro-choice.
Yeah. Right.
And I hate how the quote-unquote other side is called pro-life as if they care about life. Yeah. The unborn fetus is...
It's like it's totally an overblown media narrative. It's...
Oh, but they're also going to restrict you from gay couples adopting.
Like, it's not like you get welfare or anything like
that. No, exactly. But they're also going to not teach sex education.
Also true.
And they have the highest rate of teen pregnancy in the country.
Also true. Look, we don't want to rag on Alabama because...
It's not the citizens themselves.
It's not just
normal people.
I mean, yes, you need to vote for better people. Like,
yeah, that is true.
Lindy, I'll ask you this. What is your thought on Democrat using the phrase safe, legal, and rare?
I think it's, like, pretty centrist because it's, like... I mean, safe and legal, obviously, that's what you want. Mm-hmm. Rare, it's, like... I just feel like that's up to the individual. Like, that's just another, like, part of choice. You know what I mean?
It's like
what constitutes rare? It's, like, for who and why? Like, I don't know. Like, right. I personally, like, support someone who, like, obviously if you were raped, like, get an abortion. But I also support someone who just, like, gets pregnant and, like, doesn't want to have a baby. Like, I feel like that shouldn't be an issue. They probably would be way more rare if a common core education, at the very least, where, like, sex education was required.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, like, the argument I hear a lot when I research the topic of sex education is, oh, well, that's a subject that should be taught in the home. What do you think of that?
Yeah, like, I completely disagree with that. Because, like, the home, it's like, okay, like, yeah, we all have responsible good parents, but a lot of people just don't. Mm-hmm. And, like, a lot of people, like, don't talk to their parents or, like, don't have a good relationship with their parents or just have shitty parents or, like, don't even live with their parents or with their grandparents. Like... You know what I mean? Like, there's, like, that's just, like, the whole home thing. It's, like, you can't just assume everyone has a perfect home. Or, like, they're getting taught everything that you think they should be taught. If you think they should be taught something, then, like,
teach them.
Public education has to teach them. Like, that's what they're there for.
Yeah. And it's, like, something that everyone needs to know.
Like, it's completely something everyone needs to
know. And it's such an assumption to think, like, parents will take care of that. Because a lot of parents are pussies.
Yeah, that's also true.
And a lot of kids don't listen to their parents.
Yeah, exactly. When we were in fifth grade, we all in our school had the girls watched the period video, and the guys watched the guy video.
Yeah, like, who knows what was on that one?
I don't know what was
Tommy
on
knows,
that
but I don't know about that.
No,
one.
That, yeah. I have like, yeah, it was.
We all got deodorant that day.
Yeah, we did.
We did all get deodorant. I got a tampon. Yeah. Like, what a day.
Tommy, tell us more about the male video.
So it was, I do remember it. We went down to the other hallway, the one on the right. It was. These videos, and I've searched to try to find these on the internet, because they're funny.
Yeah, they are funny.
They're really funny. The ones that we watched was a, it was, like, Disney-sponsored. Like, I remember Disney was, like, at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But the plot of the male video was, this is so cringe, like, I'm cringing thinking about it. But, like, this, like, kid, he had, like, an older brother who's, like, 16. The kid was, like, about to go through puberty. And the kid had a wet dream and didn't know what it was, so he was going around asking everyone.
No!
Oh my god.
That's so
cringe. That's awful.
And that's
for
the
that
whole
kid.
Video?
That was a whole video.
We just had to watch a whole thing about periods.
Yeah, literally, it was just about periods. But like, I don't even really remember.
They, like, gave you that knowledge. Like, for the kid, it was like. It was like, your body's changing. He's like, oh, how?
Oh.
It was bad. Like. And I remember, like, they at the end of it, they're like, anyone have any questions? And one kid did ask a question.
Oh, no!
I know.
What was the question? Do you remember?
Oh, I do remember the question.
Thank God.
It was, does everyone have a wet dream?
I feel like someone also asked that in my health class once, and I'm not going to name
health class was really...
But it was a boy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the same boy.
Maybe. None of you will ever know, but...
None of you on the pod will ever know, but
We will be discussing this.
But, yeah, I feel like it was weird the way they taught us, like, sex ed, though.
Yeah.
Like, but I thought it was... I mean, it could have been worse.
Definitely.
Well, that was... It could have been worse. And not only could it have been worse, it is worse so many other places.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, it is weird how... It's, like, for us, it was one day in fifth grade is, like, your first introduction to it. And then we don't have health class again until seventh grade.
Yeah,
that's true.
And then, like, you have it seventh, eighth, and ninth grade. And then you're done.
Did we have it in ninth grade?
I guess they took away seventh grade health now.
Oh, really?
They did?
Yeah.
So we had three semesters and one day of sex education.
Mm.
Probably.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of other stuff mixed into
it.
It was like eating disorders. Yeah. And like,
which is also important to learn about. But it is important. I feel like it's another topic. You know.
Well, I mean, I think that we all think that public education should teach you a lot more about how to be an adult.
Yeah,
like,
true.
In general, not just, like, how to be, like, not just, like, sex education, but also, like, I wish I took a, like, personal finance course in high school.
Yeah.
Like.
That's true.
I wish we had, like, driver's ed offered at our high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they should be doing more, like, we went to a school where it's, like, prepping you to get into college, but there should also be some prep to get you into
life,
your adulthood,
because
it is a tough transition, and a lot of it you do have to learn on by your own.
Yeah, you do.
By your lonesome.
Anyway, the point of all that was that we hate the abortion ban.
Yeah, we do hate the abortion ban, and I'm sure you do too if you're listening.
Yeah. If you're listening to our pod, hopefully, if you don't, I'll say this: fuck you. Like, that's a hard line. I'll say it for all of us. Like, fuck you if you support this abortion ban, because it's not about whether or not you personally agree with abortion. That doesn't matter. It's about control.
We have to remember that, like, when you're making policies, it's for real people.
There's no reason anyone should not be pro-choice, in my opinion.
But there is good things to be coming down the road, I think, for abortion if we vote Trump out of office in 2020.
Yeah.
And, like,
there's that. Yeah, but we all know this podcast is just a thinly veiled attempt to, like, get Trump out of office in 2020.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We better start promoting.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll be talking more politics.
We'll be talking. So. Yeah. We got a lot of feedback. Like, everyone's like, when are you guys going to get more liberal? We're like, we're working on it.
We're trying.
We tried a couple focus groups later on last, but we're going to get into the real politics.
Yeah. So we're like, you know what? We'll just jump into abortion right away.
So hopefully they're fine with that. Right, we're also talking about another political topic today.
Our next political topic is the topic of federalism.
So we're going to be talking about federalism.
And most of you might be like, this is boring, like, boo, federalism. But no, it's not the way you think. Federalism actually affects all of us every day.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true. So I'll just give a quick and dirty definition of federalism. Yeah. It's basically like, you know how, like, states make, like, laws, and then, like, the federal government also makes laws? It's like the difference between those two laws. But also, like, I'm doing a bad job of explaining it. It's basically like, each state has its own jurisdiction to, like, do its own thing.
Yeah, like, state and local government. We all know what that is.
Right. We all know.
That's federalism, because the federal government also has its own laws.
Right. So, I guess I did explain it pretty well, because Lindy's explanation didn't really add anything to what I said. It's like, I'll do an example. So, it's like, you know how in, like, Mass, you can, like, in Mass, you can, like, head down to the marijuana shop and, like, buy yourself some legal weed.
Yeah, you really could do that.
But if you went out to, like, a different state, like New Hampshire, you wouldn't have that opportunity because it is illegal in New Hampshire.
It is actually decriminalized.
So it's not a criminal offense, but it is still not legal.
This is correct.
So, basically, federalism is, like, every state has the ability to be, like, well, this is what we're gonna do, like, we're not gonna worry about any other state. But when, like, federal government and the state government come into, like, conflict, federal government wins out. So, like, what a lot of you guys are probably saying is, like, wait, but I'm pretty sure weed is still, like, federally on the controlled substance list. I'm like, that is true.
That's correct.
But it's the way that the federal substance list is written basically means that it applies to interstate commerce and, like, trade between the states. But if it goes on within the borders of the state, it doesn't affect that. But Congress does have the ability to write a law that says we're vetoing out everybody, all state laws, and we're making it this standard.
They could always veto anything they wanted, basically.
So, in theory, if, like, Roe v. Wade was overturned and Republicans own the House, the Senate, and the White House, 2021, they could pass a law that says abortion is illegal everywhere, and we are going to override any state constitution or state protection.
Yeah.
And that would be federal law trumping state law.
So after that, would the state be able to, like, make their own law again? Or is that forever, like, no-no?
That's no-no.
Yeah.
But the federal government does have to they have to specify that this overrides state laws. So, yeah. like, if Mitch and Nancy get together and just write a law, usually it's not going to override a state law. So, like California has its own emission standards for their for cars, and it just kind of is de facto everyone's standard because
yeah.
car manufacturers aren't going to say, all right, we're making this model for California mm-hmm. and this model for the rest, because it's a big country. But so it kind of works in both ways. So state can override federal, and federal can basically override state.
Yeah.
It's the way our country's, like, set up. So, like, there can be almost laboratories of democracy.
Yeah, I would also say that. It's also kind of like checks and balances, where it's a kind of just a ploy to make sure no one entity gets all of the power.
Yeah, like, we have checks and balances within the federal government, checks and balances within the state government. But we don't have a lot of checks between the states and the federal government.
Yeah, the problem with what we could call modern day federalism, which we can get into, is that, like, Alabama can pass that abortion law.
Right, and, like, that causes problems, and, like, it's going to be challenged in the federal courts because it's a federal ruling of Roe v. Wade.
Right, but Planned another thing to add is the reason that the state, that conservative states are even popping up and doing this is because they want to go to the Supreme Court. And right. the reason they want it to go to the Supreme Court is because we have a majority conservative Supreme Court right now, now that fucking Brett Kavanaugh is.
Right, so, I mean, it brings us into the whole idea of judicial activism.
Yeah,
and so, that's just, like, a whole
other
thing.
Nicole. Oh, God.
So me and Lindy can just, like,
is
go back and forth.
Question.
This isn't a trick question. So, so you know how, like, the legislature, like, it's, like, executive, legislative, judicial.
Yes.
So executive is supposed to enforce the laws, legislative is supposed to write the laws, judicial is supposed to interpret. So when these states are passing individual laws and they're saying, well, no more abortion,
mm-hmm.
that is, and then they're going to the court and saying, hey, overrule this. They're mm-hmm. basically trying to legislate.
Yeah.
With, like, through the court system, because they're trying to change the ruling through the court system.
Yeah.
So
it's like, it's mooting the point of checks and balances.
Yeah, that
altogether.
Seems a little ridiculous.
Right. So, I mean, the way that the Constitution's set up to do, so if there is, like, a Roe v. Wade, and let's say, like, reverse, like, everyone thinks Roe v. Wade was terrible. Like, if it was reverse, and it's popular opinion that everyone thinks abortion should be illegal, like, the state, Congress could pass an amendment to the Constitution and change that rule.
Yeah.
But that would still be a legislative activity. So what is your, so the reason I live, I'm like, Nicole, like, what do you think of that?
Think of what?
Like, people going to the courts and saying, like, change this for us. We want it to be different.
I mean, I think that's valid. Like, you should always be able to, like, if something's wrong, like, that's the reason why it's there, like, you should be able to change it. But I think the way that, like, the states are going about it, and, like, for example, Alabama, like, they shouldn't be doing that. Like, I mean, obviously that's, like, part of their, like, what they want. But, like, Alabama shouldn't be like, yeah, I'm going to pass this law just so that,
right.
like, I can challenge it
right.
in the Supreme Court.
Like,
that seems ridiculous.
I don't think I would be as upset about the situation of what Alabama did if Alabama introduced an amendment to the Constitution and said, like, oh, we, because you need 3/4 of the state.
Yeah.
I'm
right.
pretty sure. Is it 3/4 or 2/3?
So they're just, like, using the situation to their own benefit, right?
Right.
Like,
right. And because there's no, like, if they really wanted abortion overturned, they should have introduced an amendment.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's, like, the right way to go about it.
But I,
well, that's
yeah.
what, like, for Citizens United, which is, like, money in politics,
yeah.
basically.
Mm-hmm.
In Massachusetts, we had a ballot initiative in 2016
yeah.
that said, do we want to propose an amendment to overturn Citizens United? So we're not coming up with, like, we're not hatching a plan, basically.
Yeah,
saying,
that's the other thing. No one voted on this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
citizens didn't vote on this abortion
mm-hmm.
ban.
Like, right.
It was just
the only thing they voted on is the people who represent
yeah,
them.
Yeah, it was
their,
just Congress going in and being sneaky. And
well, they're Alabama State Congress.
Yeah, State Congress.
Let's be explicit,
because,
yeah. So that's it.
So that's that. That's federalism. That's all you need to know about federalism.
So,
thanks
yeah.
for coming to our TED Talk.
Yeah, thanks for coming to our TED Talk on federalism.
Thanks for coming to our TEDx Talk. I'll say it.
Yeah, I mean, if you drive between states, you know what federalism is.
Yeah, if you've ever, if you also live in Massachusetts but attend the University of New Hampshire, you know what federalism is. I'll just
that's true.
That.
That's true.
No, that is, if you've gone somewhere where you don't have to pay sales tax, you know what federalism is.
Yeah, this is basically a call out to New Hampshire.
Actually, like, Oregon doesn't have sales tax. Do you know Florida doesn't have sales tax?
Really?
Florida,
we were just there a year ago.
Yeah, we were there a year ago.
We all took a family trip to Florida. We did.
I guess the moral of the story about federalism is, look at, we have, like, we have, you have 50 options, okay? Like, look at the ones that are doing good things, and then look at the ones that are doing bad things, and then go live in the places where they're doing the good things.
Yeah.
If you have the resources to do that.
Yeah.
And if you don't have the resources to do that,
because that's another problem. It's like people who are in Alabama who, like, literally so disagree with most of the things that their legislation passes, but, like, just do not have the means or have obligations to stay in that state.
Mm. Federalism touches on every issue in America.
Yeah.
Every issue. Gun rights. Super state by state.
Yes.
I don't know. What are other issues? Abortion.
Yeah.
There it is.
There's another issue.
Gay rights, even, because gay some rights, states have the right in certain, well, I guess it's more privatization because it's like a company thing.
Yeah, that's that on federalism. Any other opinions, Lindy?
That's what we had to say about federalism, I guess.
Yeah.
Tea time!
Okay.
Tea time!
Here's the thing.
Here's another hot topic.
I have some big news for everyone.
Nicole has some really big tea that we've been dying to get off our chest.
Hot from the press, and by press I mean
hot
like
from
middle
the patch,
drama.
We could say.
Anyways, so the big news in our town is that people in middle school have
eighth graders.
We all remember eighth grade.
They have
been doing things in the bathroom of
the
grocery store.
Let's go back to episode 2 when we talked about our part-time jobs. Remember me and Tom worked in a grocery store?
That grocery
that
store.
That same grocery
there are
store.
Eighth graders fornicating in the bathroom.
Yeah. Can we all believe that?
I just think that's crazy.
Yeah, so that's crazy, basically, is
what
I'm trying to say.
I mean, eighth grade was really long ago for me. And I feel like
we're all in different times.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. But it was a really long time ago. So I don't know, like, I know I was a weird person back then, but I wasn't doing, like, crazy shit in public. Definitely not.
Yeah.
I mean, eighth graders have always been doing crazy shit in public. Like,
that's true.
We all remember, like, when we were mall teens or, like, as,
oh my
Lindy calls them mall rats, but,
Well, I feel like the word rat has taken on a new thing ever since the whole gay rat wedding.
Yeah, so. But I've been saying mall rats before the gay rat wedding. I'll also say that. Yeah.
Okay, that I didn't know the timeline. I'll be honest.
Mall rat, trademark.
Yeah, I have trademark mall rat.
Yeah,
yeah no, when I used to work at the mall, I worked at a store, and there were...
He worked at the fruit store.
I'm not going to say which one.
He's not going to say which fruit.
I won't say which fruit. But they sold technology. And
Read our disclaimer.
Yeah. We don't speak for anyone.
Yeah.
There was this group of mall rats that came in and they were all swarmed around the touchscreen phone table. I won't say what brand phone it is.
He won't
and
say which letter it starts with.
I won't say what
he
letter
won't say
it
which
starts
lowercase
with.
Letter it starts with.
We're almost saying
but
too much.
But it is the same one that's in iCarly.
Who just said that?
Who just said that?
Tommy, I can't believe you just said that.
I can't believe I just said iCarly.
iCarly. At this time. At this hour.
Look, I don't know who just brought up Miranda Cosgrove. But the purpose of this story is, I was at this store, and there were a bunch of kids around this table, and they were all, like, playing with the phones. And I was, like, selling something next to these kids. All of a sudden, this alarm goes off. All of the kids run out of the store with their devices in hand. And they just ripped them off of the display table and just ran out of the store. And it was, like...
Thieves!
It was, like, thievery. Like, they were thieves.
Did they get away with it?
They apparently... So, I was in the store when this happened.
Wait, was there a mall cop?
So the mall cops came, real cops came, everyone was like, what just happened? And they didn't get away with it, but they also didn't get arrested, like, there and then. Like, I didn't see him get arrested. Really? But apparently it was, like, a ringleader, but they had done this 2 times before.
What?
Did they get away with it 2 times before?
I don't know.
Do you think that, like, after these mall rats had stolen these things, that then their mom came to pick them up and they just had to, like, hide these things in their jean pockets?
So, my theory is that they were hired by somebody to do it.
Oh.
Because they all did it at the same exact time. They knew when they were going to do it and they all ran. I mean, like...
Kids can be deceptive. Kids
can be crazy, but, like, I feel like... If you wanted to go into one of these fruit stores and steal products, you don't expect, like, children to do it. Like, you expect, like, adults to do it.
Right,
yeah.
But, like, obviously it was just, like, taking advantage of kids and, like, it's not good. But that was crazy. And that I remember, like, I was telling these people, like, that thing that they just stole. And I was like, are you guys, like, cool? Like, are you fine? They're like, yeah, are you okay? You were, like, touching one of them. I was like, not on purpose.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, like, mall teens are a little scary, and now that I know that, I'm never going to mall again.
I'm scared of mall rats now.
Yeah.
This is like a gang, though. This is like a gang of mall rats. Gang
mall rats.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a weird group of people, too.
Normally, mall rats, though, like, let's be honest, they just, like, go, they go to Abercrombie, and then they go and sit in the food court. Like, they're not
normal. They, like, catcall older women.
Yeah, they do.
We all know what mall rats
do. Yeah.
Right. I feel like mall rats are mostly harmless.
Yeah. They're just annoying.
They're annoying, but, like, even if you don't talk to them, they don't come up and talk to you.
Sometimes they do.
Ew, really?
No, like, yeah, it really just depends on the type of... Yeah.
Well, I've never, like, been in a pack, son, so I...
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so that's our segment on, like, the kids that are in 8th grade and having sex in, like, the grocery store.
That's our thoughts on 8th graders, I guess.
We could have a whole 8th grade pod.
We really could.
We really could.
I don't know if I have the energy.
I don't know if I have the energy.
I'm already exhausted from this. Like,
in 8th grade, we had to do this, like, project on, like, a president.
Oh, my God. I got 100 on my...
You got 100?
Like, who do you think I did? I did Bill Clinton. Like,
you did Bill Clinton. Was Obama president at that time?
You weren't allowed to do current presidents.
Oh, my God. Current presidents. Like, what is the other one?
Who's the other current president?
Who's the other current president?
I need
president?
To know.
Who did you do for this project?
I don't want to say it.
Just say it. I'll say mine. Mine's okay. Embarrassing.
His is embarrassing.
Oh, yeah. Tommy does win the embarrassing part of this. I used to love the show Ned's Declassified, so I did James K. Polk, and I'm embarrassed.
That is embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's sorry. So embarrassing.
But Tommy, you're wrong.
He's from North Carolina. A hotel I stayed at in the South one time. Yes, I've been to the South.
Oof. You've been to the South?
Yeah. I feel only like because I have times. Family there. Yeah. My dad's side is, a lot of them are from the South. We have family reunions in the South sometimes. Anyway, I was staying at a hotel in North Carolina once, and one of the rooms was named the James K. Polk Room.
Interesting.
He's from North Carolina. I mean, he's
maybe Ned's Declassified was set in North Carolina. I didn't know that. I thought it was California.
That's true.
Honestly, when you never think about something, it's like, I've never thought about this
me
before.
Either. Yeah.
I did my project on Reagan.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
For anyone who was wondering.
No one was wondering.
Tommy's a former Republican. Okay.
Not even I just don't want to talk about
definitely
it.
Former.
Well, former. Former. Is correct.
Definitely former. That's true, but...
Yeah.
It was only, like, I just wasn't informed.
You were young.
No, it's very different when you're still growing up.
Yeah. Like, I was a child.
He was a child.
I was in 8th grade.
We didn't even really know politics until
I was
high
even
school.
In 8th grade.
We didn't really know how politics affected us. We also kind of lived in a bubble.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Exactly. We forgive a bubble, you. We didn't really know anything.
Yeah. Look, I voted for Hillary.
That's what matters.
Yeah.
That's what mattered at the end of the day.
Yep.
At the beginning of the day. At the middle of the day.
Yeah, at any time of the day, what matters is you voted for Hillary in 2016.
Yeah.
If you're speeding and a cop pulls you over, if you say, look, I voted for Hillary in the 2016 election, you'll get off.
You don't even need to be that direct. You could just be like, oh my God, the last time I was pulled over for speeding,
yeah,
I was headed to the polls.
I was headed to the polls. They're like, oh, when? And then, well, I guess, like, if you were saying it now, you'd be, like, in the 2018 midterm election.
Yeah.
But, like,
no, you could be like, the last time I voted...
No, you'd be like, the last time I got caught for speeding, the last time I got pulled over was when I was running to the polls for the general. And then
that's true.
Then they'll know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They're like, which general? And I'm like, oh, the 2016 one. And they're like, oh.
They're like, did you not vote in 2018? I'm like, no, I just wasn't pulled over.
And also, speeding.
I wasn't speeding because...
Right. Because it was technically a general, it just wasn't a presidential election.
Right. We just want to be clear, there are primaries for every congressional seat.
And for anyone, there are always primaries.
You think Annie Custer just gets that seat every year?
You think Annie doesn't have to work for the money?
Oh, she does.
She does. She does that for New Hampshire second.
That's all we're going to say about Annie Custer. That's all we're going to say about
these. For those of you wondering where Annie Custer is, it doesn't matter for you.
If you know who she is, it probably still doesn't even matter to you.
But if you do know who she is, like, I love you for that.
Yeah. All right. So the next segment's about my time at Boston Calling.
So, Tommy.
Yeah.
So we had a couple issues planning when we were going to do the pod today. Because we've all been busy. You had a very busy day yesterday, which made you not want to really...
I did have a busy day. And so yesterday I went to Boston Calling.
Yeah. How was that?
It was good. It was like... So it's like a music festival. It is a music festival.
I think everyone knows.
In Boston. It's like they call. You get it.
They don't eat.
So... It was fun. Like, I went with my two good friends, Jake and Kevin, and also Sydney and Christy, if they're all listening.
Shout out.
So, four total. And it was fun. It was a lot of fun. And, like, we were in the mosh pit for, like, for, like, some people. And, like, then we... So, like, Logic was coming on, and then we were, like, standing in, like, the stage to try to wait for Travis Scott to come on.
Okay.
Because they were, like, next to each other, and you can see Logic, like, I don't care about Logic. Like,
right, no, who does?
Everyone, I was like, turn the Suicide song on, and then I just, like, did it for, like, he only played it for, like, 20 seconds. I was like, okay, this is enough for me.
Okay.
Anyway, so we get up there, we're, like, pretty close, and, like, people are starting to realize, like, oh, shit, we have to get over to the Astro World. Like, Astro World is coming on soon.
Yeah.
And so it starts to get pretty crowded. And, like, you know when you can get in those, when you're in those situations, like, you can't move. Like, your body, you just can't move.
Like, the crowd moves you.
The crowd moves you. So, like, we're completely, like, packed like sardines. I'm not moving. Like, I'm just, like, standing there, like, arms by my side. And then I, like, hear a tap on my back, and I'm like, oh, my God, like, who is this?
I hear, what?
I, like, feel a tap on my back. It's, like, this girl, she's like, excuse me. Oh. I'm like, where are you going? Because, like, where are you going?
Yeah.
Like, there's no room.
Like,
there's
you're
no room
only
going
to get 5 feet in front of me. It's not a big deal.
Like, and, yeah, like, please just, she's like, my brother has my inhaler, and he's up there.
Oh, God.
Right.
I'm like.
Right. I'm sure, like, he has my EpiPen, too.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly what I said to the girl. I'm pretty sure I, like, really...
It was probably mean.
It was probably mean. Like,
it honestly probably was.
Knowing myself, like, if that girl knew me, she wouldn't have said that she was about to have a medical emergency. She would have been, like... She would have come up with a better lie, so...
She would have just pushed you out of the way.
Yeah.
If she was smart.
So, anyway, I'm, like... I roll my eyes. I'm, like, okay, you can go. So, I'm, like, letting this girl through. And I'm, like, kind of pushing back. I'm, like, I have to... let this girl through, and, like, I'm being, like, dramatic about it, and, like, this kid behind me is, like, kind of starting to put up a little bit of a fit about it, and then he puts his entire body weight on me. He, like, is leaning back and leans his entire body weight on me, and I'm, like, what are you doing? Like, what the fuck? I'm trying to let this, like, little rat girl who's, like, 5'5", like...
Now she's a rat.
She's going to the game.
She's really short, and
I'm 5'3".
Yeah.
5'5 is, like, very average for a woman.
Okay, maybe she might have even been 5'3". She was short, is my point.
Are you calling Lindy a little rat?
Am I a little rat girl? I'm fine with that.
This girl was, like, 15, probably. So, like,
okay,
she...
Yeah.
Anyway.
She was a rat girl.
So this guy's, like, putting all of his weight on me, and I'm like, what? Like, what's going on? Like, can you stand up? Like, I'm trying to let this girl through. I don't want to fall over on this girl. And so I'm, like, pushing back. I kind of, like, elbow him a little bit. And I'm like, get off of me. And he, like, turns around, and he's, like, very tall, like, a lot taller than me, and I'm like, a little, like, And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, I'm, like, so mad. He's like, I am the wall. I don't move. Stop pushing me. And I'm like...
I am the wall?
That's a trigger.
I'm like,
there's a lot
to unpack
in that one.
That's a trigger for liberals, I'll say.
I, like, look at him, and I'm like, excuse me? And then I turn around and I'm like, I'm just not getting in a fight right now.
Yeah.
And I walk, like, to the other side of my group because I'm, like, at the outskirts. And then, like, everyone saw this because we're all, like, within 3 feet of each other.
Yeah.
And, like, the like, a couple of people who I was with, like, went over and, like, boxed him back out. They're like, why'd you let him do, like, why'd you let him box you out? I'm like, because I didn't want to get in a fight with this guy. Like, it's just not worth it. So then he, like, the girl, like, almost got in a fight with him, too. Mm. And I was like, okay, like, this is a lot.
So Boston Calling was eventful.
Boston Calling was eventful. And then we were like, you know what? This just ain't it. And then we went to, like, the back and, like, kind of just, like, chilled and, like. But it was cool. I saw a girl throw away her jewel before we even walked into the stadium. Like, that's that really was unfortunate sad
for her.
She was so upset.
I mean,
she was like, are you serious? But, like, and the woman was like, throw it away.
Can't you just throw the pot away?
I didn't even have a pot in it.
Oh.
Interesting. I mean, obviously, like, she probably hid the pods. Like,
obviously.
Was Travis good, though?
Travis was good, yeah. Not really. I'll be honest. He wasn't that good.
Did Liz Warren come on before him?
She did like 15. It was not a big deal. I wish she came on. If Liz Warren came on, they should have advertised it because I would have gone. Like, I would have waited through Travis to see Liz.
Yeah.
Basically.
Wait, so who else did you see?
So it was Travis Scott, and then Logic was before him, and then the Mo Bama guy was before Travis Scott.
Chef, or was what is before this, a frat party?
And then, I was like, "Why? Who is this guy? He's just screaming." I'm like, all right, this is enough. And then Marina was before.
Oh, yeah, Marina.
Marina was there. And then someone, like, Sob and RG something. I don't know. Apparently, they had some song on the Black Panthers album. But those were all the people I knew. Like, I didn't know anyone else. I also saw Melissa Villaseñor. It's on SNL.
Yeah.
And I was waiting to see Michael Shea, but he was just taking a long time to come on, and I was got bored and wanted to leave, so I left.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So, a busy day.
It was a busy day. They had veggie burgers there, so it was good food. Diet Coke was one of the sponsors.
I should have been there.
And they had the, like, the flavored Diet Cokes.
Oh.
For anyone wondering, we're all currently drinking Diet Coke.
Like, I already finished my Diet Coke.
Mine is long gone at this point, but yeah. Lindy still has most of hers left.
Would you go again, Tommy?
I don't know. Oh. I think, like, it was worth it.
On a scale of 1 to 10, like, what was it?
Like, it was, like, for me, like, 7.
That's
which
pretty
is, like,
good.
Pretty good. I don't know. Like, it was worth it, definitely budget-wise. Like, you're, like, where else are you going to see Travis Scott and Marina and, like, Mo Bama for, like, less than $300? Like, you know what I mean? And One Day Pass was only $120, so that wasn't bad.
That's pretty good.
But music festivals just really aren't really my thing.
Yeah.
Like, there were a lot of people looking for attention there, which, like, I was also looking for attention, which is really hard. When there's so many other people looking
for attention.
Some tough
competition. Yeah.
So there was a lot of competition, and, like, it was a long day. Like, it was 7 hours. Like, I was tired at the end. Like,
it was hot yesterday.
It was really hot yesterday, yeah.
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 So,
was good.
You wouldn't go again.
Like, if I were to go again, like, it would have to be compelling artists to be there, for sure.
But you would recommend it to other people who like music festivals.
Yes. If you like music festivals, like, and you also like the city of Boston, like, you should go to Boston College.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Okay.
It is fun.
I'm glad That's we reached fair. That conclusion.
And it's very clean. Like, it was clean.
Huh.
It wasn't dirty and gross.
It's in, like, a nice area.
It is in a nice area.
Yeah.
Like, if you go into, like, if you're within, like, 495 belt in, like, Mass, like, it's gonna be rich. Like, you're fine.
Yeah. That's
true. Yeah. So that's it. That's all I have to say about Boston
Okay.
Comedy. Yeah.
Alright, so now we're gonna do a segment called Art. Read your tweets. Like, not your own tweets, because no one tweets in 2019. It's just, like...
Show us your tweets.
Should we start?
We're working on the title of it, but,
we don't,
like,
have a title, but it's just, like, your favorite tweets from this month.
Yeah.
Or, like, or whatever, like, time period you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Nicole, you want to go first?
Sure. So this one's pretty fitting for this episode. It's at Ghoul Cabin. At Ghoul Cabin says... Didn't see Stuart Little in the crowd at the gay rat wedding. Guess he's homophobic.
Classic.
Yeah.
That's true. I didn't even think about
that. Alert the media.
Alert the media.
That's what we're doing right now.
I mean, technically it's because he's not in the realm of the Arthur world.
Lindy, don't make excuses for him.
Yeah, I shouldn't make excuses for Stuart Little.
Yeah.
Why am I defending Stuart Little?
Yeah.
Stuart Little is one of the most problematic rats out there. I'll say it. Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse or a rat?
Good
What's
question.
Difference?
There's a difference.
Rats are, like, big.
I'll say it. Economically.
Lindy, do you have any good tweets from this past couple of...
Rats are poor, anyway.
What's the richest animal?
Name a rich rat.
Remy from Ratatouille.
Isn't he a mouse?
It's called Ratatouille.
Yeah, but he doesn't look like a rat.
He looks exactly like a rat.
Yeah, he does look like a rat.
He has a long-ass tail. Right.
That, like, rat tail.
You're right.
And, like,
those pink ears.
You're right. He's a rat.
All right, I apologize.
I can't believe Nicole just said that.
I take back my statement.
All right, Lindy, anyway. You got any tweets?
Yeah. I retweeted this a couple days ago because it's just so funny to me. This is at Pat Reagan at Porgian. Drinking a Frappuccino in 2019 is about escapism. It's about nostalgia. It's about longing for oblivion. It's anarchist. To drink a Frappuccino in 2019, parentheses, as I am currently doing, and parentheses, is to gesture vaguely at the world around you and say, all this, it isn't real.
Lindy, and I can't believe I found your side Twitter.
Like, is that my side Twitter? Comment below.
That's true.
That's a good tweet.
When's the last time you drank a Frappuccino?
Like, not in 2019. Not since 2012.
Maybe we should be drinking Frappuccinos. Maybe that would fix our problems.
Do you guys remember that, like, unicorn Frappuccino?
Yeah.
Yeah, when was that? Like, 2017?
I drink to forget that.
I don't even remember when that was.
Tommy?
So, I have two. Okay. A little bit of an overachiever.
Yeah.
One of them's, like, a political one, so I'm always gonna like it.
Should we all do a political one, too?
Yeah, maybe. Then
you can do two.
Just keep going.
So, it's a tweet 5 days ago from Senator Lisa Murkowski. She's a Republican from Alaska. It's a video of her. The caption is, my birthday present to myself. And I'm just going to play the audio of the video, and then I'll explain it. So basically, okay. It's just her on a scooter, like a motorized scooter, and she's just going down a road, and, like, you can see, like, the like, D.C. thing in the background, oh, so, like, you know she's in D.C. She's just, like, on the scooter, and she drives past the camera, and she goes, woo! And it's, like, that was her birthday present to herself, so I guess that says something.
Yeah.
So this one's from a classic Twitter personality. Her name's Caitlin Gunn. She's like this gun girl. I don't really know.
We all know.
If you don't know who Caitlin Gunn is, you're probably not watching this pod.
Yeah, she's like into guns. Anyway, she tweeted this picture of her, like, what looks like on a boat. And, like, it looks like there's a city in the background, but when you zoom in, it just looks like electricity infrastructure, basically. Like, it looks like a power plant.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the water's gross and, like, it's not a good picture.
Okay.
And her caption is, I love not living in Mexico.
Oh, isn't she wearing a USA t-shirt?
She is wearing a USA t-shirt. Yeah. And then someone, like, retweeted it and said, imagine your whole personality is just being racist.
Yeah.
And that's true.
That's true.
If you ever go to Caitlin Gunn's Twitter, like, she's a racist.
Like, you don't even need to go. Like,
yeah,
we all
actually,
know what she says.
That. Actually,
just
some
go
advice
to
from me,
report.
Don't go to Caitlin Gunn's Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lindy, where's your other tweet?
So someone tweeted a couple days ago, unclear why we're still all using this site when the worst case scenario for a tweet is it ruins your entire life, and the best case scenario is it ends up on a Mashable list of the sassiest replies to the IHOP account.
That is really true.
That is true.
No, because, like, it's true. Worst case scenario, your whole life is ruined.
Yeah. Best case scenario, you get attention.
For, like, a minute.
A minute of attention.
Like,
yeah.
You get a day of attention.
And it's, like, kind of annoying because you're getting, like, notifications all day. You're like, okay, shut up.
But the thing is, like, when you're getting that attention, like, you're getting someone's attention for, like, a split second, and then they're going to completely forget about it because it's on social media. Like,
that's true.
No one's going to remember. And you feel the clout of, like, oh my god, today was my day, I posted this bomb IG, but in reality, like, most of the people who liked it don't even remember what it looks like, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's depressing.
That is depressing. This is not meant to be a depression podcast.
That's another.
That's a different whole pod. Other day. Yeah.
We have to all be depressed that day.
Yeah. We're recording.
Not hard.
Yeah, that's not hard.
It's pretty easy. Yeah.
We're going to try to wake up on a rainy day and just do nothing.
Watch that scene from Twilight.
You know the one in New Moon where the months go by and she's still in the window.
Yeah. Yeah. Either,
if you're depressed, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's either going to be that scene or just like the first third of A Bug's Life.
Or, like, all of Moana.
Or, like, the last part of Toy Story 4 where they're in Toy Story 3 where they're in the incinerator.
Oh, my
God. And the strawberry bear turns on them.
Yeah.
I blacked that out.
Or the part of Marley and Me where...
Stop.
I don't want to spoil
all
it.
All of Marley and Me. Stop.
I don't want to spoil it.
Spoiler alert.
Marley dies.
Yeah.
What is the statute of limitations on spoiling a movie? Like, Marley and Me. Like, that came out, what, 2005?
No, 2009.
What do you think, Nicole?
2007.
Damn, Nicole's picking right in the middle. That's strategy.
Look it up. We're going to find out. We're really going to find out.
Live on the pod. Me Googling Marley and Me. 2008.
So I was close.
Who was closest?
I'll give it to Lindy.
She said 2007 and I said 2009, so like...
I'm gonna give this one to Lindy, because I was really just trying to be neutral. Like, I didn't want to pick.
Guess who the two stars of Marley and Me are?
One of them is Owen Wilson.
With the crooked nose.
Guess who... his nose is crooked for sure. Guess who the other one is?
I don't know.
The woman lead.
I forget her name.
Fuck, I don't remember.
Jennifer Aniston.
What?
Wait, what?
Why did none of us know that?
How did I not remember Jennifer Aniston was the wife in Marley and Me?
Everyone's like, Jennifer Aniston from Friends? I'm like, no, Jennifer Aniston from Marley and Me.
No, the Jennifer Aniston of Marley and Me hits different.
Yeah.
Mostly because we don't remember her being in it.
Yeah. I just remember Owen Wilson
for some reason.
Owen Wilson, because He
has that crooked nose.
He has that crooked nose, and he doesn't have any, like, ability to act as any other person.
That's
like, it's just Owen Wilson.
It's just his own personality.
I mean, did it fit in Marley and Me? Like, him as a dog owner, like a dad? Like, it did work, but it was not him as a different... It was just him as Owen Wilson.
Yeah, he really doesn't have any range as an actor.
You're right.
I'll say it. Yeah, I'll bash Owen Wilson on this podcast.
Who's that... Who's that other actor? Is it also Owen Wilson?
Probably.
It might be. He was in that movie Gold Rush.
Yes.
Yeah.
with the plane like lands on the water.
Yeah,
like,
and he says
that's Owen Wilson.
Is that really Owen Wilson?
I was just thinking about that movie while we were talking about Owen Wilson.
Is it Gold Rush?
I don't know what it's called, but it's something about gold.
That can't be Owen Wilson.
It is. I'm sure of it. Unless we both just have the same like. Weird, obscure thought.
Gold, it's not Gold Rush.
What's
what
it
is
called?
It? Something Catching
about gold.
Gold?
Something about gold.
Just Google gold movie Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
It'll come
Lindy's
up.
Lindy's right.
Like, I'm right.
I think it's another actor who looks like Owen Wilson.
No, it's...
Just tell us when you Google it.
It's Fool's Gold and it's Matthew McConaughey.
Bye, guys.
That's the
Pod's
end of the
over.
Pod.
That's the end of the pod. We'll see you next week.
Thank you guys so much for sticking with us
through. Thank you so much for coming. Bye, everyone.